And it's the Theatre Review on Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment. And it gives me great pleasure to review a mesmerising stage adaptation of the Wilkie Collins novel, The Woman in White, adapted for the stage by Nicola Boyce and executed brilliantly on the stage of the Yvonne Arno Theatre in Guildford. I was fortunate to see it on the first night and would strongly recommend booking to see the remainder of the run, which finishes in the main house on Saturday, the 27th of August. Now, it's a rare joy to see such a strong cast all working beautifully as an ensemble, but shining in individual spots. One of the aspects of the adaptation that struck me was the character's command when they have a moment in the spotlight, talking to the audience, explaining the narrative. Now, the scene was quite literally set, as was the mood and feeling of the time, by Alan Miller Bunford's set. Now, it enabled us to see the living abode of Limeridge House, the dwelling of the seemingly privileged sisters Laura Fairley and Marion Holcombe. Now, the set also depicts the cynicism of the graveyard and the sense that someone is lurking, namely the woman in white. But who is she, and what is the connection to Miss Laura Fairley? The plot builds and there's much foreshadowing, as it is termed by writers, so there is the setting up of threads and the plot most definitely thickens. Between acts, the audience are invariably left on a form of cliffhanger between acts. And unusually, but rather brilliantly, this is a three-act play with two intervals. Now, the idealistic and morally upstanding Walter Hartwright, played with genuine sincerity by Thomas Brownlee, having witnessed The Woman in White, is revealed to us as an art tutor who's brought to Limeridge House to instruct his new student, Laura. They fall in love. Only her father's dying wish decrees she marry Sir Percival Glade, whom we hear much of prior to actor Peter Amory appearing as an unscrupulous, bullying, bordering on evil character. And he doesn't disappoint. He plays every nasty nuance to perfection, and the particular drunken scene which he plays very realistically. Now, we're aware he's clearly after Laura's inheritance and we sense the impending doom, particularly with the appearance of a somewhat over-jovial and helpful Count Fosco, played with real command and menace by the fabulous Colin Baker. By this stage, the sisters do not know who to trust. Now, the character of Laura, who, without giving too much away, has many incarnations and changes and is played with purity and perfectly placed angst and madness by Isla Carter. And Lucy Cudden was also utterly convincing as the devoted sister Marion, looking to understand the predicament Laura is faced with as a wife of a controlling, dominant, mental torturer of her husband. Even the family solicitor cannot even help anymore. And this character was played with the assured confidence and ease you could only expect from theatre and television stalwart Neil Stacey, offering many a glance. It's often said it's not how long you appear on stage, but what you do. And Richard Tail, playing Professor Pesco, with an impeccable Italian accent, proves so. As does Glyn Grain, as the father there, of course. Now, as the uncle. Now, Karen Ford, as Mrs. Mitchelson, exhibits the devotion of a housekeeper who's known Laura all her life. And her anguish for Laura is palpable, as is Walter Hartwright, who will not rest till justice is done. With this in place, will it be a happy resolution or not? Well, you just have to go along to find out. It's a play that builds and builds, and it's coupled with superb acting, atmospheric lighting and design, and of course, haunting sound design by Steve Chambers. It's directed and produced by Ian Dickens, and it really is a super production to see. I thoroughly recommend it. And that was the Theatre Review on Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment.